Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, a podcast that reviews the movies and talks that nerd shit. I'm probably robotic at the moment, right?
You started out, but now you're good.
Okay, yeah. As always, this is the Nerd Economy here to host the show alongside my wonderful co-host for our episode 499, one closer to the big one. Young Yoda is here. What's up?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Monday afternoon, Monday night, whatever the fuck we are.
Monday night. Yep.
Good. Are you excited, bro? We're one away.
One away, Brad. Yeah.
You ever think we make it to 500? I didn't think we make it to 50. No.
Dude, I didn't think we make it to 100. What are you talking about?
I didn't think we make it to 20 after that one.
Yep. Like I always said, 50 was a pretty big deal to me. I was like, wow, 50. Then 100, I was like, yo.
Yo.
And then we got to 200. And I was like, oh, okay. This is showing us signs of stopping.
Yeah, then we got to 400. We're like, meh.
Now it's just a thing that we do every Monday.
Now it's just numbers. A numbers game. And people are going to come to us and they're going to be like, oh, I've never heard of this podcast. And they're going to be like, why do they have 1,000 shows?
1,000 episodes on the feed.
What the fuck is this?
Yep.
We've been at it a while.
I'm excited though.
While you've gone outside, we've been in here grinding, making podcast entertainment, making podcast history. Yep.
I love how my criterions are just sitting right there. I was recording some videos, so
I saw your TikTok. Yeah, that shit was funny.
It was funny, right? Yeah, it was pretty funny, right? Yeah, I saw that. I saw that it was like duet. This, and I was like,
okay.
I was like, okay, I think I got one. You know,
I got it.
Yeah. But hope everyone's having a good day. It's a wonderful Monday. I hope everyone's doing well. And of course, we're here to talk about Hustle today, the new film with Adam Sandler from Netflix. But before we get into any of that stuff, Brad, what's up? How you doing?
Doing good, Ro. It was a good day.
Yep.
It was a good day. Woke up, went to work, finished the book I was reading yesterday while at work. So,
yep.
Wasn't bad.
Not a bad day, right?
Not a bad day at all. And then I came home. Had some leftover red beans and rice. I made a cup of tea. And now I'm here talking with one of my best friends.
Yeah.
So, hey. Could be worse.
Yeah. Not much going on today as well. Trying to do all this application stuff and get everything ready for the apartment. But it's a little complicated. I'm also not home, so that way I can, like, you know, get my dad's information from him. My dad doesn't know technology all too well, so it's kind of hard, but doing all
just calling over the phone, just be like, yeah, yo.
Yeah. It's like a lot of things that are like, come on, man. It's like, I gotta help him.
I mean, that's that old school though. Like my dad is the same. Like he can like turn on a computer, but he doesn't like to.
Yeah.
Like the less he has to deal with technology, the better. Because
yeah,
sometimes he'll just hand me the phone and be like, make my email work, and I'll be like, okay. Okay. And then I'll go to work, and the average age in my work is like between 50 and 60, and they're doing the same. It's like, make my computer work, and I'm like, okay. Click.
I love my dad, man. I do. I just, it's like, this is when I wish I was there with him, so I could just get his phone and be like, okay, this is how you do it. Like,
but here's the thing, and like, you know, there's always those moments you're going, how do you not know this? And then you got to go, well, I don't know half the shit you do. Like your talent is in something totally different. And my talent is in, because I'm in this generation where we grew up with all this shit and we literally made this shit.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about like half of the shit that he does. Like, you've done it before.
Yeah. Like my dad, I don't know half the doctor shit and stuff. I don't know. And like guys I work with, I don't know welding. I don't fucking know any of that.
But
I just know to go tell him to go weld something. I'm just like,
yeah,
you fucking got it. I've been doing it for 30 years. What the fuck do I know?
Yeah. But yeah, I was doing that and then just recording some videos. That's why the cartoons are right there. I was recording some videos, talked about some titles, and yeah, I'm just trying to like bulk record some stuff so I can have it on for the week, and that way my patrons are able to get as much out of their membership as possible. But yeah, other than that, like, not much going on here. I sat down to watch Tree of Life. I got like 10 minutes into 15 minutes into it. I started feeling the itis kicking in, and I was like,
oh, let me pause, you want to take a nap?
I was like, let me pause. I fell asleep. Yeah. I'm not about to do the man Terry Malick like that. And I'm like, let me take a nap first. And yeah, it's been paused ever since. Sorry, that was like around 12.
This tea is delicious. That's why I keep saying it. It's just,
yeah. But without further ado, of course, we're here to talk about Hustle. Another review today. I will say this 100%. We needed this month. We needed our catch-up month because now we literally only have the Tree of Life. And if it doesn't get done this week, it'll probably get done next week. So we're good. What's it called?
I will not be here next Thursday, probably.
Yeah, no, you good. What's it called? If anything,
I just got told that today, by the way. So
that's cool.
Fuck my life.
Yeah, it's all good. What's it called? Like I said, we could we could do our first theme on Monday and then have a pre-recorded one for Thursday. So we should be fine. But of course, yeah, we're gonna continue on with this, and on Thursday we will let you all know about what our next theme is, because Brandon and I need to figure it out. So without further ado, though, I think it's time to get into this review, because I don't know how long we're going to go on for this one, because I don't know if there's a lot to talk about. All I know is that I liked it, but let's get into it, Brad. Of course, if you have not watched Hustle, there's your chance to get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers, or you've already seen the movie, stay. Either way, how any of that goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do the Hustle. Dun, 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 dun.
Thanks, Kylie. Thanks. All right. Hustle is a 2022 American sports comedy drama film directed by Jeremiah Zagar, from a screenplay by Taylor Matem and Will Fetters. The film stars Adam Sandler as an NBA scout who discovers a raw but talented player in Spain, played by Juancho Hernan Gomez, and tries to prepare him for the NBA draft. Current Minnesota Timberwolves player Anthony Edwards plays an antagonist, Kermit Wits, Queen Latifah, Ben Foster, Robert Duvall, and Heidi Gardner also star, while LeBron James acts as producer through his Spring Hill Company banner. Hustle was released by Netflix on June 8th, 2022. It premiered to critical acclaim, with Sandler's performance singled out for praise. All right. And we've got cinematography by Zach Mulligan. Yeah, three editors. Damn. Tom Costain, Brian Robinson, and Keiko Deguchi. The music is done by Dan Deacon. And it sits at an hour and 57 minutes. Yep. No box office or anything like that. No money. Disney, of course.
Yeah, straight Netflix. To Netflix. Yeah.
What sport? Basketball. Yep.
Basketball.
Basketball. Brad actually got to this one first. I watched this on the way through the, on the road from the move between the two places that I'm now residing in, and one of the places I'm residing in now. But yeah, I watched it. So I would like to say that I was impressed with this film. I felt that Sandler did a good job. Not the best job, but he did good.
It was no uncut gems.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that the whole time.
Yeah. There's moments where Sandler's like really, really doing something really good with this movie. And then of course there's moments where Sandler's doing his like comedic stuff.
It's just Sandler. Sandler. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've got to say, in a sports film that I'm usually not a big fan of, like, they usually don't do much for me. I say that this one did do a lot. And I think that it was a really compelling story about, you know, never giving up and chasing your dream and taking every opportunity that comes to you, even when, you know, you feel you don't deserve it. And I felt that they did a good job at, you know, creating the narrative of this movie. Brad, what did you think about this movie?
Yeah, I'm surprised we're sitting here talking about this movie just because you know how many how we say we never do sci-fi movies? We like literally never do like sports movies, like ever. Yeah. So it's amazing. Yeah. Amazing we're even here talking about. I do have to throw out there as the very first thing, I think the most important thing is yeah, Queen Latifah looked fucking good in this.
Queen Latifah, damn.
But I like, don't tell Brenda I said that, but yes.
I was also like at times kind of like, do I even believe this fucking marriage? Because it didn't feel like a marriage. It felt more like friends, bro.
Well, that's the thing though, is he's a scout. So he's never fucking home. And he's never really been there to raise his daughter. And like you can tell that in the tone of the movie. Like he's tired of being on the fucking road.
Yeah.
So you get that. That's one of the good pieces around here with that Sandler does, is he definitely shows that anxiety of him not being home to see his daughter and see his wife and all that. And that's why he comes off as just some guy who lives there.
Yeah. I just kind of wish that there was more to their like conflict at the home. I wish there was more moments where like, you know, the daughter and Sandler are talking and they're able to like talk about all these missed time. And I felt like that whole plot, the subplot of the house, felt like it was really underdeveloped.
Yeah, like they didn't include it in a lot. It was kind of like just a backstory thing that was barely there.
Yeah.
Which I would have liked to see more. Thank you, Kylie.
Go watch it.
Go watch it.
It's actually good. And I gotta say, Anthony Edwards, who is a basketball player, doesn't do that bad of a job in this movie. Like, it's not some groundbreaking acting, I'm gonna be real honest. But it really sounds like this man knows how to play a bad guy.
Yeah, well, he did great. Like, all the basketball players in this kind of did, like, really great. Like, Juancho, I'm going to butcher this name and I apologize. Hernan Gomez.
Yeah, Hernan Gomez.
Great. Great throughout this movie. Like, you can definitely tell, like, oh, this is a rookie. This is more than a rookie kid. This is a kid who didn't go to college. He played street ball his whole life. And he's very talented. He's just, you know, raw. And Sandler's there to like find the diamond in that. And it's a struggle. And you see the struggle throughout the film. But then when he finally gets there, and it's a great ending. This is like a great ending because Sandler gets what he wants. And then, which is to be assistant coach for the 76ers. And then across the way, you see his student walk across and he's versing him. And then just like any good competitor, he goes back to the huddle and he tells them all his shit so they could beat him.
And I just, you know, where I felt that like they didn't do much with the family, with Sandler's family. I think they did so well with with Bo's family.
Where Sandler follows him home and he gets to meet the mother. Like, you have that tense meeting of like, dude, why are you stalking me? And then it goes into, he meets the mother and he learns about, you know, why he's a single dad and all this stuff. And then, you know, that continues on. And then you can tell that like he has an issue with his temper, especially when it comes to his family. And that gets him in trouble throughout this movie. But at the end, when he's like about to go into that, I forget if it's the exhibition game or.
Yeah.
It's exposition game, and Sandler flies over his mom and his child, and he sees them at the pool, and like it's the greatest thing Sandler could have done for him then.
Yeah, and of course Ben Foster does great too. Like, god damn, I fucking hated Ben Foster in this movie. Guy was such an asshole.
Well, and he plays it very well though, because you know, you have maybe 10 to 20 minutes in this film where you meet the dad who's the actual owner, who's been the owner forever, who's believed in Adam Sandler's character, and he dies.
He dies.
And you're left with the asshole kid, and it's like every time. It's like that dad, like the dad probably came from literally nothing and built up that. and managed to buy that team, and he appreciates that team, and that kid's just been fucking rich his whole life. So it's just like, yeah, this is the asshole kid. And, you know, yeah, Sandler basically sticks it to him.
Yeah, I love that moment where he finally, like, you know, like, actually, like, what's it called, stands up for himself.
Yeah, and then he's just fired. But then he continues on and he finds a way, and it's not necessarily the best or right way, because he's having to do wheel and deal and kind of not necessarily lie, but fly under the radar on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And just the whole dynamic between Sandler and Juancho.
Yeah.
Is great. Especially in that tense moment when Juancho like is telling Sandler to give him his car keys, and then the cops come and Sandler is like, we're okay. We're fine. It's because he knows his career is Juancho's career is over. If he gets any kind of
trouble
in any trouble, because he's going to be like sent back to Spain. I believe.
Yeah. They probably sent him back to Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's honestly, I think that's what makes this movie. It's the dynamic between Juancho and Gomez and Adam Sandler, and just that dynamic where they work so well with each other. You know, there's moments where there's a lot of fun in there, like, you know, the comedy aspect of their dynamic.
I love the also, running up the hill. The running up the hill was funny, like all the damn time.
He's like, Stanley, I made it, Stanley.
And he keeps going.
Yeah. But I love that, and I think that just I love the like when he like and tells him, like, dude, why'd you have to order so much porn, or like why or did food. You order all this or, food and you only took
and
one
he
bite?
Only took one bite, and he's like, so I don't get fat. I'm just like,
so you just buy one plate, and if you like that plate, just eat that plate.
But again, you know, Juancho's character didn't know, that was on Stanley's dime.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that, and I love how much they put a lot of care in the script to like developing that dynamic with them and being able to make sure that we understand that it's not just about the player and the coach. To him, it's about, you know, this person who he obviously admires and who he thinks could be something beyond what everybody else thinks that he can be.
He sees it, and like he wants. Not only that, he wants to prove it. He wants to stick it to his former boss of, I'm right, you're wrong, and your dad saw something in me.
Yeah.
And that's why your dad kept me around. And you don't know shit, because you're a snot-nosed fucking rich kid.
Yeah. I've got to say, LeBron's got a good movie under his, what's it called, a production banner, man. He did a pretty good job with this, with this production. I think that... You know, you never actually know what producers do, because that's more of like behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, but you know, LeBron probably helped cast some of these guys.
Yeah,
or went to them and asked them to be in the movie. Like, I'm sure he easily could do that.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Do you think Sandler gets this without Uncut Gems?
No. Nope, not at all. Because there are moments in this movie that kind of have a look of Uncut Gems. So I was like, there was obviously somewhere.
Kevin Garnett there.
Yeah. Kevin Garnett. KG, man. KG.
KG there.
But there's obviously, like, you know, LeBron obviously loved Uncut Gems. I'm willing to bet that LeBron saw Uncut Gems and he had to make sure that he could find that somebody could give him Sandler's number so he can talk to him to pitch him this movie.
Yeah, I don't see Sandler getting this, because nothing previously, like you know, he had the dramas back, like was it Punch Drunk Love? He had a few dramas under his belt, but and Roel's gone to sleep on me. But you know, I don't think without Uncut Gems he doesn't make this movie. Uncut Gems, like, he's not playing the same character, but he's definitely playing a more serious, more underdog character, I would say, than he did in Uncut Gems. But the performance is definitely not quite as great as Uncut Gems. And that could be, you know, maybe with it could be the Safdie brothers not being there for direction or writing. But yeah.
My worst nightmare is this happening during this show. When that happens during this show.
That's okay. I just kept talking.
Okay. I've trained you really well.
I just kept blurting out things of like, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's, and I've got to say, I think just final thoughts, I'm telling you that this would not have happened without Uncut Gems. And I think that there's a lot of care in this movie and a lot of love for the sport that LeBron had that he translated well into making sure that everything was available for this movie that he needed and that the director needed. The only thing I seem to have a problem with is, you know, sometimes the story feels uneven because some things are left underdeveloped. I think the editing's a little wonky. There are sequences in this where I'm like, why do we have to do that? Like, that's just like so, like, you know, it's too jumpy. It's way too jumpy. And but other than that, I like this movie. I'm gonna go with a 7.5 out of 10. I like this. A 7.5.
Okay. I'm going to go with the 8 out. So we were really, I think we both basically thought the same of this movie. I did like getting kind of the background of what it's like to be someone coming up into the NBA. I thought that was pretty cool. And what they have to like go against and all the work they have to put in. Cause you never see that shit. You see the NBA draft and you're like, hey, he's in the NBA. You don't see like who the fuck watches high school basketball? Like if you're not from that area, like, let's be real here.
Nobody
like,
goes to see high school basketball unless either you are obsessed with your high school years or two, you live in that area and you're sent
or three, you're a college scout.
Yeah.
Or I guess an NBA scout in terms of like Kobe and stuff. But, you know, yeah, other than that, like you like normal, regular Joe, me and you, we don't
get to basketball see games at our high schools. Yeah. Fuck if I want to do that. I don't even live near my high school anymore.
My high school ain't even open anymore.
guys, I hope you all enjoyed this review. If you want to see the film, it is available on Netflix. So you guys can go check it out there. It seems that Kylie was very interested in it, so she wants to see it. So I'm glad that we were able to influence Kylie to go see this film. Mm-hmm. So if you enjoyed this, of course, we appreciate everything that you all do for us. And if you are a Patreon supporter, we thank you so much because you are the reason why these shows keep happening. Your commitment to us is what drives the network. So thank you all so much. We want to thank especially our producers and our producers, our writers, and our directors on the Patreon. Now. Yeah, we got one of each, actually.
Yeah.
Our executive producer, Shane, he can find where, Brad?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at @XSRK_, or go buy something from the Suppy Guide at Prison City Vintage in Illinois.
Awesome. Yep. And of course, we want to thank our writer, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
At Real Nerdy Dad on Twitter. And then our wonderful director, Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
Kylie PLI on Twitter, Kylie PSports 90 on Instagram. Thank you, Kylie. We appreciate all your help and all the wonderful, what's it called, things you do for us. Kylie has chosen Pacific Rim, and I'm sure that we'll probably get to it next week or hopefully this week if we can make some time for it. I'm not sure at the moment what her schedule looks like, but once we can get to it, because I've never seen Pacific Rim.
Yeah, so. And it's Guillermo movie, so I'm hyped.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously those girls on my TikTok were really hyped about Guillermo too.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Oh, and up and down. Like this.
But of course, if you guys enjoyed what's it called, we'll be back on Thursday for episode 500. We're gonna be talking about Dororo.
Dororo. Oh wait, I got Dororo. It does exist.
It does. Brad's gonna pop in that DVD for the first time.
No, I already watched this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I've already, like, I haven't watched it recently, but I've seen it, like, two or three times.
No, but I mean, like, you're going to use that DVD for the first time since you bought it.
No, I've used the DVD once. Like, when I first got the DVD.
All right, well, we'll be talking about that movie. I can't believe this is actually happening, but that means that I have one less movie to watch on, one less movie pick for Brad on the International Film. We'll see what else he picks instead of a Dororo. Yeah. Which was that other one that you wanted you to watch? It was Japanese as well, and it had like a really funky name too.
I don't know. Was it the Kurosawa film, his last film?
No, it was like something, like, he has a really funny name. I'm not saying that because it's Japanese. I'm saying it like, it had something that kind of like rhymes off the tongue, like Dororororororo.
Dororororororo.
I think actually it was this one, and you told me what to go. We were looking for it. Yeah, I think it was this one. Never mind. I think it was Dororo. Either way, it's been a lot of fun. We'll see you all on Thursday. But in the meantime, Brad, send him out.
Ryro, thank you being host as always. Thank you to all those who joined us in chat, which was just Kylie. So thank you, Kylie. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. Every one of you. Every one. Anyways, thank you all. And in this episode, I am, I'm just going to, what am I going to say? I'm going to say episode 500 next. Yeehaw.